The book of Genesis, chapter 20. And while you're turning there, I want to say, again, it's good to be in the Lord's house. Amen. Always glad to be in God's house. Amen. Thank God for the opportunity and what it means to be able for God's people to pray. Amen. And I want to just read a few verses. Verse 17 and 18. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. For the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. So Abraham prayed unto God. So Abraham prayed unto God. I want to give God be my helper specifically, not necessarily out of that chapter, but I just love the way that the Bible presents that with Abraham, and of all that was happening in Abraham's life, of everything that needed to be done, the one thing that Abraham could do, he did do. He prayed unto God. You and I are going to be fought in our prayer probably worse than anything that we're going to be fought over. The devil don't mind us men looking like men so much, and don't mind women looking like women. He don't mind us carrying a King James Bible under our arm. But he just don't want us to know a whole lot about it. He sure don't want us to pray. For you and me to pray is the most important thing that we must do. Not can do, must do. If we don't pray, I thought about this. This was the first thought the Lord gave me. His disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. Not teach us how to pray, teach us to pray. If the disciples of our Lord needed to be taught to pray, how much do you and I need to be taught to pray? Not just saying that we need to pray, but be taught that it is one of the most essential parts of our life is to pray. I think it'd be like teaching a youngin to, taking its breath kind of comes natural. But teaching a youngin how to eat so that when it grows up, it's not just shoveling it in with their fingers. Teaching it how to dress itself so that it just doesn't continue to run around with nothing on. Those are very carnal illustrations. But yet, I don't want my kids being 18, 19 year old, still running around, don't know how to dress themselves, don't know how to feed themselves. That'd be a poor sight, wouldn't it? Could you imagine a society where nobody taught their children how to put their clothes on every day and how to eat like a human being? I'll tell you what, we're almost there, by the way. That's the sad part about it. Is there are many out there that fits the bill. But listen, I'm talking about on the other end, the most important, the eternal end, for you and I to learn to pray. When whatever's happening in our life, I mean, God had shut up the wombs of the women of Abimelech. Abraham prayed. You'll find Abraham praying. When he had a need, prayed. When he needed to talk to God, he prayed. When he had something that he must accomplish, he prayed. When he needed direction, he prayed. When he was worried about Lot, he prayed. Prayer was a part of that man's life as much as eating or breathing. But it is so neglected. Listen, I could preach this tonight, but if we don't really get it in our heart and in our mind that this is necessary, that there is a battle around us, that Satan himself absolutely does not want us to learn to pray. He doesn't want us to learn to pray. He don't want us to teach our children to pray. It needs to go further. Being taught and being the example and knowing this is just what you do. This is just what you do. I have failed in a lot of ways as the high priest, the leader of my home. One thing, though, I have out of all of my children, if they eat anything, regardless of where they are, first thing they'll do is they'll bow their head. Why? Because we made that part of just who we are. What we do. And listen, that's little. That's still very little. But it's more than a lot of what you'll see out in the world. You don't see many that would bow their head before the Lord. But we talk to at least bow their head and thank God for what they've got. If it wasn't for him, it wouldn't be that. Amen? But it needs to go further than that. I need to teach them and still continue teaching them that it's just who we are. You get up, you pray.
Right.
You unlock the door of the day with prayer.
Amen.
Through the day, you pray. You meditate upon the Lord. At night, you lock the door back at night with prayer.
Amen.
If you lay in flat on your back exhausted, you pray before the Lord. Thank you. Never be through the day. Pass out from exhaustion. At least you thanked him.
That's right.
Said something. To communicate with our God.
Right.
That's our communication. Abraham knew that that was his communication. The disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. Jesus said, when you pray, pray. Our Father.
Hey.
Communicate with him.
Yeah.
Come to him. The Father in heaven.
Amen. Hey.
Amen. There's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You know what I think we do a lot of times? Listen, our Lord, thank God for Him, that He's our mediator, that He prays for us. The Holy Spirit that lives in us prays for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And sometimes out of our lives, that's all the prayers going up on our behalf. Is our Lord praying for us and the Holy Spirit praying for us? Because we've not prayed at all. Hey, sometimes I wonder if I'm still alive because He prayed for me.
Right.
That's right. Amen. He prayed for me. He prayed for me. I can't imagine the Lord going through a day and not praying for me. Or the Holy Spirit going through a day not praying for me.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Well, how can I go through a day not praying for my family? Not praying for my brothers and sisters in Christ? Not praying for all the great needs that are there? One prophet said, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you.
Hey.
I mean, he knew how weighty that it was.
Yes, sir.
Jesus told him in Matthew 6, you read it. Well, it's a great place of prayer right there in Matthew 6. There's a place in the book of Psalms. I think it's Psalms 35. When I first read it, I mistook what it was saying. David was talking about his prayers, in essence, returning to him. See, he was praying for his enemies. But his enemies, they were just mocking him and mocking God. So, you know, it really wasn't doing any good to pray for them. That's what he was talking about. But when I first read it, he said, my prayer returned to my heart. And I thought, just a spiritual application. Well, that's what we need. We need prayer to return to our heart. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
Not that I prayed and then it returned void. Not that. But just that we hadn't been.
That's right.
And prayer finally returned to my heart.
Amen.
That desire.
Yes, sir.
Prayer returned to my heart. And again, I know that what the context is about that, but I got a good spiritual thought thinking about that. Because they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Jesus said, after this manner, pray. Use not vain repetitions, he said in one place. He didn't say don't be repetitious. He said don't use vain repetitions. Jesus was repetitious. When he was in the garden, he prayed the same thing three times. Repetitious. Why? Because, listen, I don't know necessarily that this is the reason, but you really begin to hone in on something the more you think about what you're saying. The more I say, our Father which art in heaven. It becomes more of a reality to me. That I am connected. He is my Father in heaven, hearing me. We need to pray.
Amen.
There's that battle to pray. We need to get in the altar and pray. I'm going to go ahead and say it. COVID has scared a lot of people to death to crawl in the altar and pray to him.
Right.
The devil has stole it from us. stolen away from us. People afraid to get side by side and pray. Amen? Lord, have mercy. I was thinking today about the monuments up there in Washington. All the things, they're sites of something that it was past that people can look at and say, that's the way it used to be. God forbid that our altar become just a monument.
Yeah.
Right.
Of days gone by. That's where the saints used to pray. That's what the saints used to do. They used to gather round up front. Amen. Wouldn't that be a shame?
Right.
It is. It's a shame. We've become lazy because we're just lazy. Yeah.
Come on.
Spiritually lazy. Yeah.
Come on.
I know not everybody can get down on their knees. You're talking to somebody that's been in that place theirself. God's taught me some things about getting old and people with disability. I understand that, and God understands that. But if I'm physically able to stand up on my feet and get down on my knees, I'm to learn to get back in the altar that it don't become a monument in my generation.
Yes, sir.
I'm responsible. There's a monument. Oh, I love it. There's a war. There's a hill and these bodies and these a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Everybody seen that monument?
Right.
But you know what? Before it was a monument, there's a bunch of guys up on a hill right in the middle of the valley.
Right.
Holding that thing up. Making sure it didn't fall.
Right.
And then standing up there. Grunting, groaning, hurt, tired, weary, but they still lifted the flag. Why? It was important that everybody else saw that America was still on its feet, and we are still in the fight. Hey, that's what it is for you and I, to get back in the altar and still preach the word, is to let the world know the church of the living God is still on the feet and still in the fight.
You better believe it.
We're still here.
Amen.
The church is still operating.
Right.
Amen. And there are people that are still God-fearing.
Amen.
And still love the Lord and still love the old time way.
Amen.
Amen. Still love their Bible.
Yes.
Amen.
And still, even if they can't get on their knees, they bow their head and they bow their heart and they know how to get in touch with their Father in heaven.
Amen.
Hey, are you listening? They've got a touch on their lives and they are the light of the world.
Amen.
They are the salts of the earth.
Amen.
How we need to get ourselves to the place where we say, enough is enough. I'm tired of not doing it. Amen. I'm tired of being dreary and sleepy spiritually. Amen.
Right.
Amen. You get tired of it spiritually. You get weary with it. Let's not get weary in well doing. Let's get weary in the things that we've not done well.
Right.
That's what I'm weary of. You know what wearies me as a pastor? Wearies me as a pastor that I don't spend more time in this book digging for you, for them, for myself, for the lost. Amen? Get weary see that it has a pattern. That how am I leading by example? I'm leading by example. I should be the one to lead you into these things. Well, that's what we're trying to say and do tonight, is to lead our sheep, lead our flock, brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Lead us in the way everlasting. Lead us in paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
Amen.
Amen. Learn from the Lord through this world the valley of the shadow of death.
Fear evil. Amen. Not to walk in fear, but to walk in faith. Faith in our God. Faith in His ability. Faith in His power. Faith in the church. Faith in prayer. Faith in the gospel. That is the power of God. He got me saved. It'll get them saved. Amen. Change my life. It'll change them. Bless the Lord. To pray. To learn to pray. To get back to praying. To get back in the altar. He said men ought always to pray and not to faint. Have we fainted? Lord, teach us to pray. Men ought always to pray, he said. Amen. Jesus told them in John 14, he said, I will pray the Father. He'll send you another comforter. Amen. I'll pray the Father. He'll send you another comforter. Our Lord prayed that we'd have a comforter with us. Another comforter, just like him. Amen. He taught them to pray. Taught them to go to the Father. Amen, over everything. Praise the Lord. Paul said, I'll pray with the Spirit and I'll pray with understanding. Amen. That's when he was trying to teach them about prayer. And some of them was concerned about praying in tongues. He said, I'm going to pray with the Spirit. I'm going to pray with understanding too. Amen. I'm going to know what I'm saying when I talk to God. Amen. That's exactly right. That's what he was talking about. And when I get down and open my mouth and pour out my heart, I'm going to know exactly what me and the Father is discussing on that day. Get into the closet. Pray to thy Father in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Now listen. You say, well, that's why I don't go in the altar. I pray to God in secret. Well, you do that at home. Because there's such a thing as an assembled prayer. Praying together. When Peter was in prison, the whole church was in one house praying. Praying the Father. Pray without ceasing. He said in Timothy, men, pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Pray, and while you're praying, just lift your hands up, holy hands, and praise the God of heaven. Amen. Get stirred up in prayer. The effectual, James said, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There's a man that lived for God that knew what it was to pray a heated, fervent, effectual prayer, something that he could feel in his heart. Feel in his soul. That's the kind of prayer we need. Something you and I can feel ourselves. pray with feeling. It should mean something to you.
Amen.
It should mean something to you. You don't necessarily have to scream out like somebody else. You don't have to holler and hack. You get in there just right, you might get surprised. The Lord might make you holler and hack. Some of you women may come unglued. Right in the altar, praying to the Lord, praying for your sons, praying for your daughters, amen, praying for your families, praying for your preacher, praying for the church, amen, praying for the lost. As long as it means something to you, something you can feel, that's how God wants us to pray. God, help us to quit praying prayers that don't feel too much of nothing. They're empty. I prayed them kind of prayer, Brother Danny. Yeah. Empty prayers. The words were there, but the feeling and the heart wasn't. You know what I'm saying? James said the effectual. That means something you can feel. Fervent. That's heated. Amen. Lord, help us. Pray together. In the book of Acts, they went up to the temple at the hour of prayer. Set time to pray. Set time to pray. If you're looking for time to be made, it'll always be consumed. But if you'll set time, this is when I pray. This is when I pray. And this is when I pray. What if I'm in my living room and company comes? Say, excuse me a minute. I'll be back in a little bit. Go get in your closet. Amen. You don't have to tell them. You don't have to broadcast. Set time to pray. Set time to talk to the Father. How we need to pray. I think I've said about all that God wanted me to say tonight. I guess the one thing I've worried most about here lately is truly about this area just becoming a thing of the past.
Yeah. Hell.
Being something that we used to do. People talk about it. Remember days gone by, things used to happen. Even sin. It's a place for sinners. It's a place for saints.
Right.
It's an important place.
Amen.
You know what helped me as a sinner, Brother Danny, get my altar and pray? One of the things that helped me. Sister Mary, some saint of God, just got out of her pew and went and walked down to the altar.
Yeah.
It was something about somebody else going. I didn't feel like I was up there alone.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Amen. I was lost. And now I know that may not make a lot of sense to a lot of people. But boy, it did to me. Many a time I waited. If somebody would just go, I'd go. God's people would get up there and start praying. And the Lord would say, you ain't got no excuse now. You'll have to go on your own because you want to. Amen. Because I'm not embarrassed to. Because I'm not ashamed to. Listen, God's people, we should never be ashamed. Especially in this place. This is God's house for God's people. That's what this altar's for. This is what this pulpit's for preaching. This is what this platform is for singing. Amen. This whole building here is for us praising and singing and giving to the Lord. Amen. Bless His name. I want you to stand this evening.